Hillary admits Biden's migration was disruptive and destabilizing. By Neil Monroe on February 15, 2026. President Joe Biden's easy migration policy went too far and was disruptive and destabilizing, Hillary Clinton admitted to a European meeting of national security officials and influencers. Migration has been a huge flashpoint, Clinton told a meeting in Munich of U.S. and European politicians and security officials. She continued, "We need to call it for what it is, a legitimate reason to have a debate about things like migration. It went too far. It's been disruptive and destabilizing, and it needs to be fixed in a humane way with secure borders." Clinton lost the 2016 election largely because of the impoverishing and alienating migration policies favored by President Barack Obama. But Clinton then tried to blame Trump for the flashpoint created by establishment-tied presidents, including her husband, President Bill Clinton, and especially by Obama. "The border flashpoint should not torture and kill people," she said while blaming Trump for trying to correct Biden's reckless policy amid raucous obstruction by networks of left-wing, pro-migration, street activists. Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, welcomed at least 10 million illegal migrants, plus millions of legal migrants and visa workers. "He welcomed the migration because he favors migrants over citizens, helps bump up the Democratic vote, and cemented his allies with Wall Street investors." Mayorkas's ruthless policy was a disaster for ordinary Americans because it forced down wages, shrank corporate investment, pushed up housing costs, and slowed national birth rates. The popular correction in November 2024 re-elected President Donald Trump into the White House. One of the speakers at the German event noted that mass migration was for decades supported by Republican businessmen who wanted cheap labor from Latin America. "Mass migration," said Radosław Sikorski, the left-wing Polish minister of foreign affairs, "is not inherently a left-wing or right-wing idea." Since the 2024 election, however, most Democrats have escalated their demands by saying mass migration is good and border control agencies are bad. Democratic so-called moderates even argued that more migration is good because it lowers Americans' wages. Clinton also insisted on her progressive agenda, saying, "I understand conservative impulses. I understand we, progressives, are fighting an ideological battle that is as old as time. There are those of us who are more comfortable in a more open, borderless, tolerant world, and there are those who have their concerns about it because they worry about the impact on existing institutions like the family, community and others." But her progressive agenda is moderate compared to the society-wrecking migration agenda pushed by Obama and other radicals, such as Mayorkas. She said, "It is for me a blessing that freedom was expanded to include, in the United States, for example, the right of black people to be treated at least better than they had been for 400 or so years. It was a culmination of freedom for women to be given their rights much more fully than they had been. It was, I think, a dramatic recognition of dignity for gay people to be able to be treated without fear and even marry, which, to me, is creating a family." Before the Clinton event, Secretary of State Marco Rubio explained Trump's low migration, high-tech alternative to the European effort to grow their economies via mass, low-skilled migration. But under Trump's centrist, low migration, high deportation reforms, Americans' wages are up, housing costs are down, inflation is declining, transport costs are shrinking, crime is dropping, and corporations are spending heavily to help Americans become more productive and earn more wages for each working hour. Trump's economic reforms, however, are opposed by establishment Republicans and their progressive partners. His pro-citizen, pro-wage policy is also deeply opposed by Democrats, who instead promise to raise living standards for migrants and citizens via government benefits.